Now we are, apparently.
Now we
Yep,
are.
there it is.
This
Is it
horn
there?
is scaring the shit out of
Yes.
me.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Where's the
Yes.
music? Is there music? Oh, we're live.
Yep. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hang
Let's
on.
make sure we
Sorry.
don't have any echoes in here.
Probably not.
Let's make sure that
Okay.
everything that needs to
But there's
be
no
quiet is
Get
muted.
There's no
ready to
music. This is the worst live stream ever with no music.
Where's my goddamn music?
Ah, there's the music.
The
There's the
music in the
groovy
left room.
tunes. Welcome.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
We've got one watching now.
I think
It's
it's
just
you.
me.
Can you verify from your laptop that it's actually playing music from there, though?
I
So
probably can't.
paranoid. Just trust. Have some
Trust the
faith.
system.
I have.
Trust
It's all
the
I
system.
do
If you
have
believe,
today.
that's all it takes. We believe.
I'm gonna unmute
Jake,
again.
do you believe?
Hey, listen.
I try.
Hey, Jake, there's music. There's music.
Do you believe? Oh,
I know it's muted.
There's music. I
no,
believe.
you better believe.
You better believe he did it. He's been doing his
You've
homework.
converted me.
The sound man's been doing his homework.
Through grams and grams of substances, you've
Hey,
converted
All the
me.
levels are
Oh.
tight.
Cameron Cavalli's here.
All ready to go.
Cameron's
Oh my
here. He knows we're live. He's in the chat.
God, let me set my pants back up.
Talking about our Cameron?
Our Cameron
Oh,
is here.
okay.
Cameron
What
Cavalli
up,
in the
boy?
chat.
What up, boy?
No, we're just stealing as many Camerons as we can, and we're going to make them do a talent
Right.
show. We're
Shout
just
out
going to
to all the
execute them if they
Camerons out
fail.
there.
Welcome to the
How you
chat.
doing?
Welcome to the
We'll make
chat.
sure there's fear of you each time you compete.
Oh, we've got another one here.
Another Cameron.
Welcome. Welcome
Welcome.
in. We're just getting started here.
So that viewer has to fight the other viewer to see who stays.
We're Dead
just
Eye has entered
I just want to better
the
fight.
we're just getting warmed up here. We're just
Yeah,
feeling
you
things
know.
out, getting our
Getting the
tentacles
things.
out there.
I actually might go get a glass of water.
That's fine. I have one already. I don't think I've
Preemptive.
drank out of it if you want it. If you want it, you can have it.
Clutch maneuver. Ooh, it's nice. It's got
Cold
condensation. Yeah,
still.
it's very cold. Thank you, sir. This is a reminder for you in the chat to drink your water.
And share.
And share. Yeah, share. Definitely share. If
Share
more people
your
drank their
water.
water and shared,
Share your water.
yeah, it'd be a great time. Share
Is
your
it
water.
is this the best time to be sharing
All
water
the
with people?
governments out there, listen up. Share your water. It's
I
time.
think FBI guy.
It's
I'm gonna
time for
kiss you on the
sharing.
mouth.
It's time for sharing.
Sharing is
I'm gonna
caring.
baby bird some
I
water
don't
into
know
your
what this
mouth.
is, but we're just gonna let it play. We're just gonna let this shit play.
Just let your.
It's called Stream Tracks. I mean, come on.
Is this a certified playlist
Playlist.
you
Is
made?
Yeah. Yes.
there a possibility that we could still be taken down for copyright?
No, I don't have a copyright on
Okay.
my shit, and it's not
Honestly,
plagiarized.
I've seen that before where somebody plays their music, but it's still copyrighted because it's like you don't own this because you didn't like
No,
do
you're not the
something or
record
whatever.
label.
No.
You're a streamer. You're not the record label.
Sorry.
You're a musician in a band.
Spotify
It's fine.
has to pay you three times right
Yeah,
now.
this isn't even on Spotify. This is SoundCloud, the heart of like
Yeah.
DIY.
Did you
Yeah.
hear the whole comedian Spotify thing? Where
There's more.
so
There's
the way
more.
that artists get paid for music, you get paid for the performer and for the writer. And comedians wanted the same treatment because they write their own jokes and then they also perform their own jokes. Like if they do like full albums through Spotify, they wrote it and they performed it, and Spotify said, no, you only get the one pay for it. And also because they made the comment of you have to think of when you go on Spotify and you want to hear a comedy album, it's not the kind of thing that you're going to repeatedly listen to. So it's kind of like that's a bad thing for comedy to even be on in the first place for that kind of layout.
That just
because
means
it's
they're
not
not
saying that
good.
because
If they're not
you get paid.
rewatching it, they're just not good.
Well, I mean, I
Well,
feel
I'm saying
like
like you don't want to hear the same joke repeated so many times like that. Like hearing the same joke three times kills the joke.
No, I do. If it's good enough, I watch it and then I'll watch it with my friend because I'll be like, yo, watch this. And then we'll sit there and watch it together and then
Yeah, but
so on and so
they're
forth.
saying like it wouldn't be like your favorite song, which you could listen to on
Well,
repeat
yeah,
for
there's not as
days.
much replay value. But that's the same for movies too.
I also think
in anything long form, right?
Well, I think in long form, like most of it, you have more space for ad placement. Like when you look at movies, like, I mean, a lot of movies are, you know, ad placement, even though it's not ad placement.
Ooh, and nothing kills comedy more than ads.
Exactly.
In the middle of it.
But it's like, so it's like, you could throw, it. You would have to at the, because I don't know anything about how the algorithm or how pay, like cost per listen, like works for music. I know what our cost per listen is, and I don't know if it's the same for songs.
It's
because
not.
Because I feel like if it was songs, it would be a lot less. Like, I mean, you would get pennies not. Compared to what, or like fractions of pennies compared to what we get, which, I mean, we don't get a lot, but we get roughly like a cent and a half per listen.
Yeah. It's very, very little, but
yeah. But that only will run for how long, like, as well, that we don't know how long that continues to run. I don't know, like, there is ways, like I said, you would have to do more ad placement to make more money for the listen, because
that's always the artist's choice, isn't it? I feel like however much money they want to make with ads, that's always their given choice as to how they want to pursue that. Some people,
and I understand,
spearhead the shit out of it, milk it dry, you know what I mean? Absolutely. But some people are mindful of that, and they don't want to ruin their shit with ads all over the place.
And I understand how that, because like it's a weird thing, even like through podcasts, like a break in a podcast specifically for ad placement, sometimes is a little bit of like an abrupt change of like pace. But I mean, it's also like, what's ad placement in television? What's ad placement in, it is kind of what it is, and it is how you can make the most money through your thing. You have to sell out a little bit.
Well, also, if you think of like the idea that I like for ad placements is for like what I do with clap cleats, like just kind of, you can roll it into,
here we go again,
you can roll it into the show. Like, it can literally be something that you can just like jokingly do or have like a funny conversation.
I mean, you say
about
that, but what does the audience say?
The audience says, what's the promo code?
What's that promo code, big dog?
Promo code chaos.
There it is.
Cool.
But no, that was, I like that. That was good. That was a good roll. But
what did you just stomp?
No, there's still like bong water on the ground. It's
like, oh, shit, my bad.
But also, I also don't like look at the numbers, like the listens per of like an audio, like comedy on Spotify. I actually don't listen to comedy on Spotify.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because there are, like, when comedians put out their specials, a lot of the time they'll put them on, like, a full special as an album on Spotify, like, any music platform, really. And, like, the idea of putting it on there is kind of, like, it's not ideal for comedy, because, like, part of their act is also visual.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for comedy, especially stand-up comedy. So already you're listening to audio, like you're trying to like imagine what they're doing, and you're missing a lot of the content. And also you have the replayability issue where, like, I don't want to hear that same album repeated unless it's like done in a very well fashioned way where they do it like kind of a story where it's like, oh, that's a funny lead up to that. Like, there's a comedian, Anthony Jeselnik, that has really good lineups to his stories. Like, his entire story leading up to his punchline is just an entire roller coaster that just leads to a massive drop off in the end. You're just like, what the fuck was that? So I could listen to him and his stories constantly, but other guys that kind of have the like more of like witty one-liner kind of jokes, like, I don't want to hear that repeatedly.
See, I think comedy and music are in the same fucking vein, because think of decades before. I know it might be before your time, but George Carlin and all that was on albums, man.
Yeah.
That was, none of that was visual unless you had the money to go see it. And music is the same exact way. You have the audio format, which can be shared fucking endlessly. Like, but if you want to see it, you have to either pay for the special or be there in person at the comedy club. Like, that's, I feel like that's just like music, where the experience itself in person is way more, like, you know what I mean?
It's
way
more powerful. So, yeah, I think that may be a thing for people around my age, where they never actually had to.
Yeah.
They never had to go without seeing it.
There's been a renaissance of 70s shit lately. That's a big miss on their part. They should pick up comedy and, like, bring back the whole, like, comedy album. And, like, you know, they could be done. It's just, people are lazy, man. They just want to do their tour and then get paid. Not, I shouldn't say lazy. They just, either they don't know anyone who can do that shit for them on the low, like, cheap, or they just...
I do know
they feel like they don't want to be cliche and do a podcast like every other fucking comedian is, like, doing podcasts and shit right
now. I will say it's so, like comedians like Tim Dillon and Bert Kreischer, like, they'll tour for, like, the entire year. They'll just go, like, city to city, country to country, and they'll do, like, one full tour an entire year, and also do their podcast, like, anytime they stop.
Yeah, they're perfect examples of people who are multifaceted and talented and very funny.
But there are some that are just like,
they're on television, they're on internet, they have their own YouTube channels and shit, and they all help each other out. They're all, like, writing skits and shit for each other.
Tom Segura has the most impressive, like, he literally turned his stand-up comedy, his, like, entire... all of his shows into a, like, an industry of his own making.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his stuff is industry of just... and it's just so well running.
And that's the thing. Like, look at PewDiePie, man. Like, he just plays games. And he makes... he once claimed that he made $8 million a year off of ads just by playing games. Like,
well, he was, like, one of the first.
It just depends on who you are and how you want to do it.
Yeah. I think you make a lot connections of that,
too. And you get better rates per video, and you get better ads. And then people link up with you, like, from a fucking company. And they're like, yo, want to be our sponsor for this? And then you get sponsored. And then, it's just, like, you gotta want it. You got to want it for yourself.
It's a lot of work.
People will come to you. Yeah, it is a lot of work because you have to play all the little games that they have with, like, what you can and can't have in your content versus, like, no, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And you wanted me, so you're going to let me do whatever I want.
And he made his own song. What was it? Bitch Spaghetti? No, Bitch Lasagna. That was the song.
I mean, you can get away with whatever you want to get away with. Like, it's just...
I would say he had.
Do you have,
like,
the guts?
Yeah, he even went through, like, a couple of things, I think, and yeah, he fought through them.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce us, my guy? That's your job now. You've ascended to it.
OG over here.
You forced me to ascend.
I'll turn down the music just for you.
Well, I gotta pull it up on my phone.
Even though it doesn't sound like it to us, it's turned down.
It's turned down.
Trust.
Process.
Yo, you can turn that on. It's plugged in.
Yeah, where the fuck is? I hate this. I'm way too stoned to read.
While waiting.
Continue.
Okay, here we go.
Get it cleared.
Hey guys, welcome to Absurdity Podcast.
Whoop.
With Jake here. With me on my left is DK. On right, Luke, aka Big Dirty.
Big Dirty.
Big Nasty, the Flagellant.
Or Roll Cloud on Twitch. Plug.
And if you guys want to, you can hit us up on Facebook at Absurdity Entertainment, Instagram at Absurdity69, YouTube at Absurdity Entertainment.
That's where we're at right
and
now.
And Twitter at Absurdity69.
Yeah, nice.
And hit up Clap Cleats. Promo code Chaos.
Plug.
Plug it. Yeah. Dick down good.
Well, what's up, boys? We're here another week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess another bye week, another 2 weeks. Yeah. Do we want to call it just another week? I think we can just call it another week. Another episode, round the table.
Another journey.
Do you want to pause since we've started? Or should we just keep low volume shit going?
Just keep that shit going.
Yeah, you can just leave the music going. Just low volume. Yeah. Just like low volume is fine.
Hit me with that 420.
Like, you know, just
little... I'll just have to watch because each song has is not levels. Mixed
equally. Not equally mastered. They're
not all the same.
No. Well, what's up, boys? We're here. We're at the table. We're chilling, talking about, you know, the world and where we're at. And got to get there with ad placement.
Were we? Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Get so, that shit out of here.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Gotta make Maybe. Ads. Let's ad placement. Coca-Cola. Pay me.
I don't think cut that Apple, out. I don't think we have that. Pay God, me. No. We don't have that either.
I feel like there's some hard
Come
hard
and go.
Boys
pay me.
That you know, we might be able to get. There's other ones. I don't think so.
Just pay me.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Please pay me. That'd be dope.
Hey, monster.
The house burned down?
Hit me
Fuck
up.
You. Pay me.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
The monster, if you don't want to hit me up.
Life water? No, I would take water. I would take a life
we
water
actually,
sponsorship.
We actually, we do love life water.
I drink a lot of life water.
But... I mean, you started the episode by saying, share your water.
Exactly, share so, the water. I think that's the title of the episode.
I think I said, don't share your water. Thank you. I think this is a bad time to be sharing your water.
Share your dihydrogen monoxide, people. Share
I've been sick too many times recently. Do not drink my water.
But no, how we just been, fellas? How we're here. What's up with you? What's up with you guys?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm straight.
You straight? Just
I've been good.
How's
this editing thing has got me on a high.
Does it? I mean, no, you've done it. Like,
I'm never
I'm
coming
excited
down
to,
from... release is tomorrow, right?
Tonight at midnight.
Tonight at midnight.
Episode
1 a.m. or some bullshit like that. My bad.
Episode 12 of Chaotic Stupid,
my bad.
Quote unquote D&D podcast. You know, that other podcast we all do. Yep. Releases at midnight tonight.
Plug. This one's
get all of them.
Plug.
Every single one of them.
Let's I'm
get
proud exactly. of this shit.
But no, it's. We changed things up editing wise, and I'm excited to see, I hope you all like it. I hope it all is pleasing to your ears. We had great editing before, and now hopefully you guys think the shoes have been at least filled.
Put on the other foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Yeah, let us know. Just give us some.
Yeah.
Drop us a fucking line.
Just drop us a know? Line. Just drop us a line. Hit you my know? Line. Hit my line. Speaking of, I don't have the Twitter for like Chaotic Stupid or anything like that.
Me neither.
It should still be the same.
Jake. Well, I just don't know the login information. I just don't have it.
Jake,
what?
Give us the login information.
Give us the information.
It should be the same as
live
the
on stream, so everyone
us, yeah,
can hack
it. Hackerman.
Let's dox ourselves.
Capital C.
But no. What's anything exciting going on other than editing, y'all?
God, no.
No? My girlfriend moved in with me since the last time.
Oh, my God. That's so nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's been pretty fun. Pretty good time.
Has she, like, already, like, fully moved in?
Pretty much. Like, we need to get a storage unit to put some stuff away. Like
your stuff or her stuff?
Her stuff. Like, both stuff. Like, because, like, I need... I have, like... some guitar stuff that is not getting used right now, and if I don't, like, it's just taking up a lot of space.
You got some pedals?
I don't have any pedals, but I have a gigantic... I mean, if you want to house my AC-130, you can house
bring
it.
Bring it on over.
Like, you can get some use out
Red
of it.
Red Rover, bring it's... your AC-130.
Because, I mean, it would I'll definitely shred. Get more use over here. Well, I mean, it's not like a heavy...
Is it bigger than that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a...
Then I'll take it.
It's dual 10-inch speaker, or is it 12-inch speakers? It might be no. Mm. I think it's dual 10-inch speakers.
Solid state.
Tube baby.
Oh yeah, bring that. Give me that.
Takes it a minute to warm up, and then it just is like.
I love tube. Just humming.
It was a impulse buy when I had an abundance of money from a good Bitcoin.
Oh yeah, you're talking
oh,
about that.
Oh, must
yeah.
be nice to have a good experience with Bitcoin.
Here's the thing, Bitcoin will go back up in the next like just hang on to it. If you put money into it, just hang on to it. It'll go back up.
I put $100 in when it was at a 48,000 and no shit, the next day it dropped to 38,000.
Yep.
And I was like, you've got to be
We're at that time of year where like look at the history of Bitcoin and like
It's yearly.
I saw the 1 year.
Yeah, and it's and this is the time of year where it drops down.
But when it fully dropped, I threw like a bunch of extra little shit in.
No, I did. Yeah, I made a couple bucks off Bitcoin. I made a couple bucks off of a 401k that I shouldn't have like used. But it was a lot of money that I got, and it was pretty nice, and it was a good time. But and I mean, I'm either gonna sell that amp or put it in storage. So like,
a lot of people are gonna message you like in the comments, be like, "Are you okay taking out your 401k?"
No, that was a long ass time ago. Like this was like because I quit a job that I had worked at for like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
And when I quit it, like, I was just like, I don't want to work. I've got this super fat 401k, so I'm not going to work for a while.
Got this dummy thick 401k.
So I cashed it out and didn't work for like 2 years. And it was a good time.
Cash me outside.
Cash me outside. But no, yeah, I mean, it was some good stuff. But, yeah, and it just doesn't get any use. And there was like a washer and dryer that we brought from her place that is like not going to get any use right now. So we got to get a storage unit.
Yeah.
Put some stuff in a storage unit. It's just a pain in the ass to find one that's like climate controlled around here. Because I don't want to put one that's just going to like bake and ruin electronic equipment.
Oh yeah, the storm. The storm detached my sewage pipe.
Ooh, you got the poop on him.
Yeah.
I got the poop on me. I forgot about
that. Yeah, because that day I had to go to work, and I told my boss, I was like, hey, there's shit on me. Like, I didn't immediately fix it.
Yeah.
I saw it, and I went to work. I was like, okay, I'll deal with this later.
I told
my boss about it. And then I left work early that day to go fix it. So and it started raining. So I'm now like trying to put on as many layers as I can on my body, like 2 layers of gloves, like an extra shirt, extra pants. Well, not pants, I'm wearing my sweats. I'm not going to waste like the 3 pairs of pants I have. I'm just covering myself as much as I can to crawl underneath my house to move through the shit and fix my sewage pipe in the rain. And it took me like 35 minutes to an hour to like fully get over there and like readjust everything, because it disconnected the pipe at the lever to like empty it out, because I live in a single wide trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But it also knocked it out of where like it dumps into the actual like ground tank. So it had like actually just gone through the pipe and just went on the ground around where the hole is.
Nice.
So I had to crawl under there and then readjust the pipe from there and then fix it at the lever.
At the dump.
And then once I got cleaned up, yeah, my lymph nodes swelled up like a balloon and I could barely talk. And then the next day I couldn't really look at light that well. My eyes were burning.
He got the poo-doo. He got the doo-doo in his eyes.
Sounds like he got the moldy poo-poo on him.
Well, yeah, because there is also fungus growing underneath my house as well. A lot of fungus down there.
Sounds like you got some mold exposure.
Mold exposure!
I ate a couple of mushrooms.
Light sensitivity is a symptom of mold exposure.
You've been turning into
And then I kept on coughing, but every cough felt like someone was just punching me.
Their cordyceps are going to bust out your skull. You're going to turn into a parasitic zombie. No, that's just the parasite, the snail parasite.
Oh.
Those snail parasite is terrifying.
Is that the one that fucks up the ants?
No, that's cordyceps, like,
no,
fucks up, like, all
the
ants.
No, that's the one that fucks up the bird.
Like, no.
It shits it out of the bird.
Well, yeah, the parasite...
Does it grow out of the back of the snail?
Yeah, no, yeah, it fucks
and
up snails.
And then it throws something out of the back to attract birds to eat it.
Well, the
cordyceps.
How cordyceps works is it's a fungus, and it gets in like a lot of ants or a lot of different arthropods. Are those the ones that are exoskeleton animals?
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah.
Anyone like spiders, ants, stuff like that. And it gets in, like, they ingest it somehow, and it gets in their bloodstream, and it starts to go, and it fucks with their brain and makes them go to the highest spot. And once they go to the highest spot, they just release their spores. They pop,
Wow, baby.
The mushrooms grow out of the tops of their head. and then they release these giant spore clouds. Well, not giant, but spore clouds that, you know, really continue the crazy cycle of zombifying animals just to do that. But then there is this parasitic worm that snails get, and they get it from eating bird shit. And then, but what it does is it grows these worms, and it turns like the eye stalks of these snails into these giant bulbous, like pulsating light, weird things. And these snails climb to the highest spots, and they just stand there flashing these lights so birds will come and eat them. And then the birds will eat them, and then they poop, and then the snails eat the poop, and then it just happens all over again. Yeah, man, parasites are weird. Fungus is weird too. But
what's the shit that's going on with the wild deer?
Oh, that was a new strain of like deer influenza. Apparently,
it's been like rampant through North America.
It hit
like people haven't really been talking about it, but like it's been fucking up a lot.
Yeah, we've been
of deer.
Talking about Johnny Depp. We've been talking
Amber
about
Amber Heard and her shitting on Johnny's bed.
And now in Oklahoma, as of yesterday, it's illegal to get an abortion after 2 weeks.
I was telling you, like,
Time. It's a weird time,
dude. And like, what's weird is like a bunch of states are doing it all at once.
Well, it's like all the conservative states are now pushing through these laws that would be overturned under Roe versus Wade. Normally it would get to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would overturn it because it's Roe versus Wade. Now the Supreme Court is talking about overturning Roe versus Wade and making abortion a state's right, which, I mean, that's the kind of the direction you want to go with government. You want it to make states' rights, like the state makes its laws.
Yeah, it's like,
but
if you
also
get rid of
like
that,
abortion
more
laws
problem.
Are just like, that's well, more, it's more of the issue is like, it's, I feel like, because now it's illegal in Oklahoma to administer an abortion after six weeks. Like, that's it. Like, no, nothing. No age, no rape, no incest, no nothing.
Same thing for, I mean, they just follow Texas.
Yeah, it's like, that's kind of fucked.
Well, that's because
it's not just kind of fucked. It is fucked.
What was it? Mallory Green was saying, like, I don't know if that was her name. It's like something Green. But she was saying, like, Satan's telling these women to get abortions. I'm like, how are you still saying that in the 21st century? Like, come on. Like, you are in, like, a governing, like, position.
But you got to think about these doctors, too. Like, not 100% of them are going to be like, okay, no abortions anymore in case of emergency.
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of them that are like, you know, like, they're not going to advertise themselves, but if you go there and in person and probably need an abortion, they're gonna be like, okay, come back here.
Yeah, that's only if they decide they don't want to crack down.
Do you have money? Like, do you have cash?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's all. No. All that these laws are doing is making it to where people of lower income, people who,
yeah,
like the class, it's more class warfare what it is. It's all that it is. It's another step of class, because rich people who can afford abortions are always going to be able to get abortions. But there's also, you know, natural ways. If you guys, I'm not like saying like do it, but there's like natural herbs and things like that, you know, mankind has been using for thousands of years to do the same thing. But
not pleasant.
Not pleasant.
Yeah,
but
it's not nearly as pleasant as in a hospital. But.
There was always going to be access. Like I said, now you didn't make abortions illegal. You made safe abortions illegal.
Yeah.
And that's what sucks.
or you have to go fucking far, far away and then come back to your home for a medical procedure.
Yep. We're just three dudes talking about abortion, and I really don't think that's...
No, it's fine because we're all fucking sane, rational adults, and we all think it's horrible.
I mean, I've been reading about it and thinking about it, so yeah. I've been reading a lot about, well, not reading a lot about this specific thing, but just like a lot of shit that's been going on. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It just feels like we're just...
Well, what's the...
We're doing a weird, like, we're just reverting a little bit for like no reason. We're just... Like, we had, like, some weird...
Oh, there's a reason. There's always a reason.
This has been a plot for, like...
It's, like, a countrywide, like, mania and a lot of people just trying to figure shit out. A lot of people grouping together and trying to, like, just deal with their shit and, like, not caring about anyone else's shit, being greedy, and just reverting back to fucking, like, now we're just going back to what it used to be when we didn't know anything, like, any of these fucking laws.
If I know the state of Oklahoma, this is a complete political fucking bullshit move for us to gain more trust in with the conservatives and with our political, like, that's how you get more money. They're lobbying the government for our state with this fucking bullshit propaganda. They're feeding into what they want them to do.
Well, look what comes up in the next 3 months. We have midterm elections.
What Kevin I fucking Stitt say. Is it's currently a stupid fucking political move. Fucking
microscope right now. Yeah. For backwards, like, for, like, kind of, what's the, like, the whole thing with, like, the Froggy Bottom restaurant in the state parks. And how there's a big ordeal going on with that, with, like, fraud. And,
I guarantee you it's a distraction in order to subvert your attention. And it probably will end up getting appealed somehow.
No, there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now. And that's...
They're just throwing a bunch of shit at you.
But I guarantee you this is to subvert your attention to some other bullshit that is what they're really trying to cover up.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think we're getting, like, but, all these news, like, this is covering Amber Heard and Johnny Depp? Like, yeah, every single day long.
We're still in the middle of a... There's
Don't
Ukraine and
wrong.
Russia are still fighting every they day right now.
Don't get me wrong. Like, having abortions is, like, taken away except for emergency.
This is
that's
removing
fucking
rights.
Terrible. That's horrible.
This is removing human rights in the United States right now.
Yeah, that's fucking absolutely disgusting.
What's fucked
and it's
up
only
is
women's rights.
Yeah.
They're taking away
is,
women's rights.
And it's just for, like... And like you said, it's just for a show.
And
like,
it's on,
like
over some bullshit.
With human rights.
Over some bullshit.
Yeah, they're fucking with human rights.
Midterms, baby.
Yeah, just for a show.
Why do you do that?
Like, how does that not make so many people just feel like they're just, like, useless?
But that's
like,
what I was saying. Though, we have every right to talk about it because we're on the right side. We're on the side of good and
of
the
safety.
Side of freedom and the side of why on earth would you fucking take that away from a woman?
It's just
who are you
time.
To take that away from anybody, let alone
anybody?
We were all birthed from a vagina, were we not?
Yes.
Unless you were a test tube baby,
Jake,
somehow,
were you a test tube baby?
And somehow you were like a chimera.
I did. I've never come out of a vagina.
That's a lie.
He's never came in a vagina either.
I was a C-section.
Oh, you
yeah,
know
I,
what
I
meant. You were born. You were in a womb,
born of a womb
for 9 months.
Yeah,
we all were.
Yeah,
I was in there for 10.
I cut
half.
My way out. Like,
how dare they?
Viking.
How dare they fucking say that shit?
Yeah,
like, goddamn.
It's just hot button issue. It's
it really is. It's just like I know this will get a lot of people talking real quick, and obviously, I mean,
yeah. What's gonna what are we talking about next week? What's gonna be next week? Like, that's really what I'm at right now. Is like, what's next week? What is next week on this episode of America? Hey. Like, it's crazy. I don't know.
Twitter.
Like, we always talked about, like, I don't know. It's just a weird time. Times is weird, man, and I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what. I just
Dave
wanna
Chappelle got tackled on a stage.
Did you see the dude afterwards?
I did not. I literally just read.
So I saw this tweet. Homeboy was like picked up the guy who tackled Dave Chappelle. They snatched him up like backstage.
Did he have a replica gun?
I don't know what happened. All I know is
yeah, he did. He had a fake gun, but yeah, a real knife on the gun.
A real knife on the fake gun. Real knife, fake gun.
Yes.
All I know is I saw this dude, and the tweet was, it said this guy tackled Dave Chappelle. They took him backstage for 15 minutes, and then this was him after they brought him back out in a stretcher. And homeboy's arm is like bent in ways, and arm.
So they just fucked him up.
Oh, they.
The crowd fucked him up too.
I need to find.
Did you hear Chris Rock's
name? I think everyone fucked him up. Yeah, is that Will Smith?
Was that Will Smith? Is that the
He's gonna milk that dry.
Him?
He is gonna
look at
milk
this guy.
That dry.
Sorry. Oh.
We're definitely not gonna show that on.
Yeah,
show.
that's a blur.
Oh.
That's just. Yeah, if you want to just look on Twitter, Dave Chappelle Like, just search Dave You'll Chappelle see the and horror. It's. Yeah, it's
horror. The horror.
I don't like looking at, like, broken bones. That shit.
Yeah, that guy's, like, collarbone's gone.
No, I love it.
And his shoulder is, like, backwards, and no his elbow. Dude, that's just. And his face is just like.
It's always cringe because we all have bones that yeah. break.
It hurt.
But, like, I can, like. It's weird, like, I can watch, like, I'm not going to say I can watch decapitation videos, but, like,
you already said it. It's too it's late. We have to end late. Early. Bye.
We're on the list.
Yeah, but, right.
But, like, for some reason, broken bones fuck me up. Like, I'm just like, oh my god, that's disgusting. Like, Final Destination shit fucks me up.
No, it's just rough. But no. Yeah.
Death isn't the end. It's just the space between.
But that arm's still fucked up.
Always remember, dude, I hope, always remember that.
You know, when you say that, like, the space between, it makes me think of, like, the lands between and Elden Ring. And I really hope that, like, my afterlife is Elden Ring. Like, I understand that, yeah, I'm going to die a lot in the afterlife. But that quest? God damn. Speaking of, I got back to where I was in Elden Ring. Actually, I'm further. I have actually been trying to fight Malenia. The blade of Mechala.
Oh, you guys talk about Elden Ring. I have to pee.
But
I know nothing about Elden Ring.
I finally got to her.
I
this
barely
morning.
Know anything about.
And there was a couple of bosses that were in between me and her that were just infuriating. And then the whole of the the Hallig Tree in Hallig Tree Town, like all the shit you have to go. Infuriating.
Yeah.
But
I bet it's cool though.
Everything looks awesome. Cool. It's super cool. Yeah. It's beautiful. But
everything in that game looks fucking awesome.
So here was the thing I didn't know, because I hadn't watched any boss fight videos on her, because I didn't want to spoil that for her. I just wanted to know how to get there. I knew she was hard. I never even watched the like let me solo her. Videos. I just like was like, oh, that's really cool. I'm glad that the community, you know, kind of rallied around this guy. But dude, this bitch, like, she heals herself when she damages you. She has lifesteal.
Yeah.
And she hits hard and heals really hard. And then she has this attack that's just like, what the fuck? She turns into like a Beyblade. Like, I swear to God, she turns into a Beyblade. Her attack.
I've seen a creature do that before.
And I was just like, yo, what the fuck? The best I've gotten is like down to like half health. Mm. I haven't even got to her second phase yet because you gotta rephase her. Mm. It's just rough. It's been rough. I've respec'd my character twice trying to go different build. Ollie.
Oh, Ollie was assaulting me.
Really, but I ended up, I decided just to go back to. Build strength and to build and run the old Moonlight Greatsword. Just gonna rock it until it dies. Yeah. But oh, she's a bitch, and she's gonna be tough to beat. She is definitely. I understand why she is the hardest boss in the game. Allegedly.
Three phase. Can't be easy.
And I haven't even got out of phase one. But you know, we'll get there one day. I'm probably a little underleveled. I'm like one level 125. I should probably be like 150, 170. But it's to that point now where grinding isn't worth it. It just takes so long.
Yeah.
Because it takes me like 100,000 souls to level up anyways. So
after a while, you just become boss killer.
Yeah, that's all I want to do is just go hunt bosses.
That's all you can do.
But no.
That's all that's worth your time is just go... gate to gate or grace to grace to grace to just get
try
the bosses
find...
and all the shit you didn't
a
kill
lot of
or
stuff...
dragon killer.
Oh yeah, I need that as well. I need to go slay all the dragons. Yeah. But the area of the Howling Tree, everything you kill gives you like even just the regular mobs give
just
you
a
like
a little bit of a chub.
Yeah. 100%.
Quarter chub.
They give you like 2,500 souls each time. So you can stack them up in an area.
Well, that's
but,
good
but
that they like
it's punishing. Like, as if they hit you twice, you're dead.
This so you gotta wear those clap cleats so when they punish you, you stay planted.
Exactly.
The game isn't quite as open world as it seemed in the beginning because it's definitely paths out where things are worth more and more and more as you're supposed to be in the certain spots as you progress the story.
So but that's I kinda cool. like that, though.
Yeah, no, that, to make, I like to
build,
that. No.
Like, end game. Because, like, this area, technically, the Consecrated Snowfields and the Haligpyr secret areas.
Like, it was overwhelming without any sort of, like, kind of guide to mm-hmm. where you're supposed to go.
You gotta follow like, those it just felt lights. Like,
I could go anywhere!
That's it, you can. But...
I could do anything.
Oh, but yeah, Elden Ring, still about it. Still loving it after I lost 15 hours of progress yeah. and had to get all of it back, and it fucking sucked. But yeah, it was great. But no, I guess we were a little short on content this week.
Were we?
No, I mean, not really.
Like on here?
On here.
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
So did I... Yeah, I didn't tell you what happened to the people on Easter Island.
No, you didn't tell us what happened.
I don't remember what the actual name of the place was. Was it Because that wasn't the name of the...
Was it Istanbul? Was it Constantinople? Now it's Istanbul. It was, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone since Constantinople.
I don't... I'm, Why the Constantinople I can guarantee it was word? Not Constantinople.
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Oh my god. But, so on this island, apparently they had been using all of their trees to be using, they were using the trees to be making their statues and their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the area and how fertile the soil was and everything, when they started cutting down the trees, it couldn't handle all of the wind and the storms hitting the soil anymore. So once they started getting rid of the trees, they started losing the ability to be able to grow everything. That's probably my boot.
Oh, I was just a weird squeak, yeah.
Yeah, that was a squeak of my fucking...
That's kind of like the Lorax.
I'm just vibing to this music now. It really is. So when they got there, they were really confused because there was no people.
Mm-hmm.
There was just heads.
They made boats out of the rafts. Or out of the rafters.
It was sad because they... Apparently, even though they had cut down all of their trees, they still tried to make like one last one that could never make it out of the quarry because they had no more trees left.
Aww. The last head.
The last melon.
The last melon, for real. No, I
sorry,
mean,
I can't tell a better story. I'm on the astral plane.
He's on the astral plane right now.
Okay.
No,
I'm trying to come back in.
But no, I wanted to, you know, since we've talked about doing kind of like interviewee stuff.
Yeah, I'm now going to interrogate you.
I want to start off like the interviewee side with no one other than like our own Big Dirty over here, Flaw.
Oh shit,
Luke.
Hello.
Our musical engineer, sound engineer, piano man. Play me a song.
Hacker.
You're the piano hacker man.
Music hacker.
Like you've made. Group like he's made the soundtrack of today's episode of our live stream. Currently he's made the soundtrack
the last one.
He made the last track. Mm-hmm. He's made all of the sounds that you've ever heard, not ever heard
since you're born.
Ever heard.
Ever sound ever.
I produced the sound of your mother.
Number one producer of everything in the world. Big Dirty over here,
your life.
Check out on SoundCloud. But no, I mean, you're a homie, you're a friend, and mm-hmm. I think I've talked to you a little bit about this, but in a format that's, I guess, a little bit more professional, I guess, at this point, would be now.
Is this the most professional format we could do?
I mean, I guess.
We go put on a tie. Hang on, I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Put on a button-down shirt and a tie.
No, just a tie.
But that's, I guess we could start it with the most, like, simplest, like, generic question that you see all musician interviews started. How long have you been a musician, Big Dirty?
Probably since I was 5.
Since you were 5.
Fucking around on my aunt's piano.
Like being a little shit, or actually, like,
how old are you?
No, like I would just hear music, and I would always want to like play an instrument to like see if I could play the music, and I would just sing shit. I would always sing shit.
Mm.
I don't count that because I'm like, I haven't trained in singing at all. But anybody can sing.
I mean, it's just training.
Anyone can sing.
Shit. This shit's loud. But no, I just heard shit and was always singing it and like repeating it like a parakeet or, you know, like, so that was like the first opportunity I got to really fuck around with an instrument was a piano at my aunt's house. And I would just try to play the songs that I heard on the radio or the songs that my parents showed me or whatever, you know, and She had a trumpet and I fucked around with that, but I never fucked with wind instruments. Like, it's always, that ain't my forte. But no, since then, I've always had the bug. Since the first time I touched the piano, I've wanted to play the instruments that I've heard on the radio, like guitar and drums and bass and all that shit.
Okay, so I guess that brings me up to my next. When did you get, like, your first instance of, like, training? When did you...
Probably like 10 years old. My mom had some dude named Forrest that she worked with at Walmart in the bakery, and he was like, I play bass, let me teach Luke bass. And he gave me like some bass lessons, like, for I don't even know how long it was, might have been like 2 months, some bullshit like that. But no, I told him my favorite musician was Jimi Hendrix at the time or whatever, and he's like, okay, what I want you to do is, instead of listening to Jimmy's sweet fucking guitar riffs and all that shit, I want you to listen to the bass player. Like, try to listen and, like, single out the bass notes. And I was like, okay. Well, okay. And then sure enough, sure as shit, I did that. And you hear the song in a completely different way than you heard it when you were just focusing on, like, Jimmy's voice and the guitar and all that shit. But no, that was the first time that I ever, like, was like, okay, this is like book learning too, but also, like, it's music, so it's fun. Like, you know, that definitely was like, because he was a chill dude. He wasn't like a formal teacher or anything. Yeah. He just bought like a book from the music store and was like, learn some notes and play some scales. But like, and then he gave me the listening exercises too.
No, a lot of my musician homies in their same writer, like, kind of like self-taught in the beginning and get a little bit, but same with me, like, and that's what I noticed, like, the first time I ever did music with you was like, you really break down into not just like learning it, you break down like theory and time. You really, really break it down. Have you done any type of like other like post music education other than like what the public school system taught you or anything?
No, fuck no, dude. YouTube.
YouTube learned.
I mean,
YouTube has so much shit for music.
Yeah, just watch. Well, actually watching great and talented musicians is probably more of it, and just like, you know, like Mike Tyson will tell you that, like, he watched film more than he did anything else just to, like,
get the
technicalities down. But no, I watched and listened to whoever I thought was, like, super fucking awesome. So now, like, no. After high school, hell no. Mm-mm. But when I was in school, though, fuck, I milked all the extracurricular or whatever, you know what I mean, like where you could take language or music. I took music and music, and then I was in marching band, so I did music after school as well, and then I was in jazz band, and we got to travel to like little gigs and here and there outside of school as well. So no, after that, no, fuck no.
But you, like, so, but you've pretty much stuck with music, like. When did you really, really, when would you say your production started?
Probably 1920 with the homies in Colorado.
1920?
Yeah, we had
age 1920.
Yeah.
It's 1920, huh?
I was going to let
I remember my past life.
Yeah, I wanted to see where this was going.
I was once a great organist. No. No, we had a group. We had a little music group. I think the SoundCloud's still there, called School of Fish. Mm-hmm. But it's spelled all weird.
Were you guys, like, fish heads?
No.
It was Jesus Fish.
It was a play on grammar. Mm. It's like it's an inside joke from our high school that one of our teachers that we all liked, it's like a joke. Mm-hmm. It's like a dumb nerd, you know what I mean? It's like dad joke, but it's like a grammar.
That's what, it's one of those
fish. I forget. It's spelled Fetty, but it's technically the vernacular that you use for PH is F, like at sometimes. And then, what was it? E.T. Mm-hmm. And then T.I. for Shh.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It was, but no, that's that's definitely where I wouldn't say we competed with each other, but we definitely were like, it was like, yo, look at this shit. You know what I mean?
Kind of like, kind of like, iron sharpening iron. Like,
yeah, you guys exactly. Were... Yeah, we were all kind of bouncing ideas off of each other and mm-hmm. all helping each other out with our different strengths and weaknesses and shit like that. But nah, yeah, I definitely started using Ableton and Fruity Loops around that time when I was like, 19, 20 years old. And ever since then, it was on and off because it costs a lot of goddamn money. So, so there'd be like 2 years where I used Ableton like a lot, and then there'd be like 5 years where I didn't have it, and then I, another, what is it, like 6 months free trial or something like that, mm-hmm. and then now I finally got the money to buy it. So
yeah, you can no longer make any more email accounts.
Yeah, no. Fresh out.
It's like, damn it,
they know my IP.
I was gonna say they use IPs.
No, that's the other Google thing is like the majority when we first hung out and you showed me like the majority of the stuff that you were showing me on your SoundCloud was stuff that you had made on your phone. And that
ooh,
is what, like,
yeah, that's that. That was the 5 years between with no Ableton.
Yeah,
using GarageBand.
No, but dude, some of that stuff that you've made on your phone, like I'm just
it
like
surprises me too.
This
like,
dude
goddamn
made it.
Technology.
Nah, you definitely chef it up. You definitely cook it up, and I'm very, very thankful that we have you thanks, as. Man. As our sound engineer / editor.
It felt like fate that everything happened the way it did.
No, and that's the other
to
thing.
This point,
well,
no.
that's the other thing is like you grew up like one of your childhood best friends is like
that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's like
any way you look at it,
it's weird.
Fate.
It's very strange. It's
gotta fight. You can't fight the waves.
You just
gotta
ride
go
them.
With them.
You just ride them.
In my opinion. I mean, you can, but actually, we need both. So if you do fight the waves,
I'm gonna beat
do
the
you,
shit
man.
Out.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. We need both in this world for things to be the way they are now.
Sorry, guys. I'm a sleepy boy.
We have to appreciate the bad because without the bad, there'd be no good.
Truth.
I'm right here. You don't have to say it like that.
In a general sense, not in a... sly put anyone down it's bad sense we're all good and bad we all have that inside of us
no but yeah that's I don't know like we could that's the thing is I feel like that's a good like little history little brief up
yeah
well here well, I got a couple more for you maybe okay. What would you say now like I know what your favorite to make to sound to play but like if you were to go out and like if you were to be like okay this is what I could produce and I know you like the freedom of having to do whatever you want you can do but if you were like all right I'm going to produce one thing forever like one style what do you think it would be
I'd be a mixture of funk mixed with hip hop mixed with electronica
like a little fun I can yeah. I understand it
that'd be that fusion. I don't know what you'd call it.
That you could stick
electric funk hop.
Oh, electric funk hop.
Electric funk hop.
Funktronica hop.
Funktronica. Yeah.
But no, no, dude. Because like I said, I go through your stuff and I like some like your lo-fi shit. Oh my god, like that is some of my favorite stuff that you do. Like just because you do it so
well. You'll
well.
Get more because Ableton has a plethora of like. Lower bit shit sound shit the shit you put I played last time you're like record this I'm
yeah.
so mad I didn't but yeah it's easily replicatable
no we that again. We need to figure out or I want that one thing that you were doing on the piano because
in the garage
yeah in the garage
on the actual piano
yeah because yeah. it was like this weird little like
I have an upright piano in my garage everyone
yeah
just so you know
it's only slightly detailed.
That was free.
From the church.
From the church.
From God.
From God.
Technically,
from the house of
I was
God.
Ordained in the piano.
I think it was God's, and then you took it.
You took God's.
That's
you,
damn
you
right.
Fight God for, you fought God for a piano, hell yeah.
No, I mean, he didn't He doesn't care.
Yeah, he didn't
care
fight.
But no. And I guess okay. Now, what is your the last one? The last cliche question. Cliche question. Who is your biggest influence currently? Like, you can give me a
currently?
List. Current your current biggest influences.
My only fans.
Currently, probably Hiatus Coyote, because they dropped their new album mm-hmm. recently. That what is it called? I don't know what it's called. but it's great. And recently.
I mean, like 10 years.
Oh, 10 years? Oh, okay. All right. Deadmau5. Snarky Puppy, for sure. Animals as Leaders.
Oh, yeah.
I love their shit, even though I don't play a lot of metal. There.
Sorry, guys, we have a lot of brain fog.
The musicality. I mean, there's just so much. It's hard to pick.
No, we've all just ascended. It's
in the last 10 years, it's like, that's a ton of music. Ab Soul. Fuck, for fuck's sake. There's a lot of shit. Danny Brown.
Danny Brown.
That's true. Like, just in the last 2 years, my music taste has changed a shit ton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a constant ever.
It is, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is, like, it adapts with you, like, I always have thought it's weird that, like, people, like, never branch out on their music, they're like, this is what I've always listened to, like, I'm like, okay, that's, like, I understand that's their thing, I'm just like that, for me, I'm just like, I don't understand being able to just listen to just that, and not, like, branching out to other things, but also that's me with everything, where, like, I can't really just do one thing, I have to, like, spread out.
Spread it out.
I like to do a lot of
OnlyFans.com. Spread out.
Spread the butter.
Yeah.
But no, I think that kind of, yeah. That's it. That's our boy Big Dirty. Our music.
Thanks,
music
guys. Band. Thanks Big Dirty for giving me the interview.
You know, I've kind of felt like it might have been overdue. But
are you ready for your fucking segment?
Are you guys ready for it?
Are we ready? Fuck, I'm not.
I don't know really what. I mean, I've got some things. Hopefully, you guys might have a couple of questions because I really don't know.
Oh, I do. I will.
You'll have some questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Michaela will be upset if you don't.
If you don't have questions.
No. If you don't do the gardening thing.
Michaela's we're definitely gonna do it. We even have this tasty, tasty clip.
Oh, we have shit set up.
Yeah,
already.
We've made this. Are you guys
ready?
Are
we all ready for it?
Are we ready? I don't know if they're ready for it.
They're gonna get a preview of
the table
background.
Uh oh.
Yeah, we have a segment, everybody.
Oh, it's real. It's real. Where's the sound though? Oh, there it is. It's on my screen. I can see it down here.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's garden.
It's garden.
It's garden.
It's garden gab.
It's garden gab with DK.
Woo!
No, we've had a request from one of our listeners for me to talk about my garden.
Shout out to Michaela.
Do you like some chill tunes in the background?
You can put some chill tunes on.
Because it's been quiet.
It has been quiet for a little bit. There's not been going on. You could throw on the old VHS if you want.
All right.
That's just like my favorite.
Man.
Like,
I know, me too. I'll keep that on repeat.
It's so good. Slap that VHS.
It's so good. It's just like, this needs to be on one of my like Spotify DIY or lo-fi playlists because it's such a bop. But yeah, no,
Garden Gap.
Garden Gap.
Garden Gap.
With DK. I like the little Donkey Kong up the top too. That's really fun.
Isn't he cute?
But no, this year, I guess I'll just start with how I started gardening. And I'm going to say it's probably the easiest way to get into gardening, especially if you like rent property. As long as you have a patch that gets some sunlight, and I'm saying like 12 hours a day at least. Like, or maybe not even at least, like, at max, like, you can grow. But do a raised garden bed. You can do it on the ground. You can build a platform like mine, which mine is, like, raised up. It's about 3.5 foot high off the ground, so it's, like, right at my waist.
That's high.
Like, I make it so I don't have to bend over, man. Mm. Like, I don't want to be humping over in the dirt all day picking weeds and stuff. Ergonomics, baby. But no, do a raised garden bed. Because that way, I mean, you don't have to do a ton of plants. I would actually recommend your first year planting not to do a ton of plants. Just because it can get overwhelming. But the easiest things to grow here in Oklahoma that, like, I always recommend that your first things to grow, tomatoes, peppers,
yep.
and cucumbers.
Yeah.
Those like these things pretty much grow themselves.
Oh, dude, like, cucumbers are crazy.
All you gotta do is water it. And
yeah,
they just shoot
like crazy.
One thing, and so this year I have three tomato plants. I have a cherry tomato plant, I have a Rutgers tomato plant, and I have a Roma tomato plant. You know, for different purposes. Cherry tomatoes for snacking, Roma tomatoes for sauces, Rutgers tomatoes for sauces or snacking, you know. It's just what it is. How I do, I have a garden bed that is, it's 2.5 feet wide by, is it 10 feet long? It's either 10 feet or 9 feet long. It's pretty big. So I have.
It's like a column, right?
Yeah, it's like
more
a,
of a, yeah.
Like a trough that I've built out of sheet metal. And wood. It looks really good. It looks very country chic. My goal was like, I was going to build more and then like maybe a different style. And I could be like, oh, I could sell this. You know, someone would buy this. It's, you know, held together. It's good. It hasn't rusted at all, but raised garden bed. You can do one easily out of just like go to Home Depot. They sell raised garden bed kits. And even if you don't want to do that, just get you four pieces of like 1x8 cedar and just build a box out of it. Put it in the ground.
How much soil? Just depend on what
it just
you
depends. It really depends on something like that. You're looking at about, I think it's like 8 to 12 bags of soil for that level. Because you mean you're gonna compress down and everything like that. You'll have a little bit left over at first. But in that, you can grow out, you know, like 4x4 plants. Give them, you know, a foot spacing in each. Like they sometimes will say, you know, 16 inches. But as long as you give like a foot, and if you do tomatoes, definitely start your tomato rings kind of early so you're not fighting with them. But you can grow stuff compact in. That is what I do.
It's worth the investment, worth a little bit extra money to make a really good raised bed.
Oh, yeah. I like I said, it's. I mean, you can do planters. I have friends who do planters specifically. Yeah. They'll do like one tomato, like, not one tomato plant, but I mean, a tomato plant per planter, and you usually do like a 14-inch planter, 12 to 14 inch planter.
That's what
for
I
that.
Did with mine.
Because
I wasn't gonna eat a fuck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And even even in planters, you can do potatoes in a 5-gallon bucket. Like, just put a little bit of dirt in there at first. Throw a potato in. Once you start seeing the shoots, throw some more dirt. Like,
yeah, if people don't know about potatoes, you think they'd be like super deep underground, but they're not. No, they're really not. That's why they need protection from the cold and shit, because they're still right there.
But that's like there's old way to build like potato boxes. Yeah. It's literally you start with, you put like a couple of pieces of wood on the ground, and you make a small platform. Bury your potatoes there, and then as the stock grows up, you just build the box more, throw more dirt, and that's like how potatoes grow. They will, as you go up, you can add more dirt to it, and it's really, really cool. Potatoes are really, really neat. Yeah. I really want to do that. I haven't done that method yet.
It'd be cool to try.
I think I'm going to try it this year, actually.
I think it would save some water.
I actually didn't know that you could keep on just putting dirt up as it grows.
Yep, that's how potatoes work, and they'll just root out and make more potatoes. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, potatoes are fascinating.
Fucking cool.
So what I do is I do tomatoes in the, because I'm kind of limited on my light. I live on a big hill, so once it's past like 5-6 p.m., I don't get any direct sunlight anymore for my plants. So how I set my garden up is it's south facing and it catches most of the daylight sun, but I put taller plants, tomatoes, things like that in the back, and in the front I do my peppers. I try to keep my pepper plants low to the ground, and I keep them, like, I still haven't let them bloom yet because I want to wait at least one more month, I think, so the And as you keep them from blooming, that allows the plant to grow more.
How are you keeping them from blooming?
You just go out there and you just, once you see the little flower pods start to form on them, you just pop, flick them right off.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of an intensive thing, but my pepper plants are now like little pepper shrubs, not growing up lanky and tall. And then my tomato plants are growing up tall behind them. And what I will do probably this week is put up some tomato rings to keep them back. And I just control them like vines, like just tie them into the to the tomato branches and even start letting them, I tie them over each other and let them all kind of conglomerate into one big, huge thing.
That's a good tip because I'm sure a lot of newcomer gardeners don't think about mitigating their foliage with the amount of daylight or the elevation of the light. Like how tall is it going to be? And then comparative to what else you're growing nearby and the direction of the sun. Like those are all things you need to plan ahead.
Yes, definitely. I'm no wizard when it comes to it. I know what works on my property, and I know the general rule of thumb is if you can get southward facing, if you can get sunlight from the south, like then you're in, like if you can just plant in a field, like a big open area that's going to get, you know,
all of the sunlight.
Do that. But I have to take certain things into account. And that's like the thing, wherever your location is, your results may vary on what grows well there, what you can grow dependent on your daylight.
And the position, like on your property, you need to be like adjacent, like a lot of people want to put it like next to their house where you have to think of like the shadow from their house.
Because like a lot of times once your house gets, you know, past midday, then you're not getting any sun from that from that angle of the house. But yeah, it's good rule of thumb is to keep it out open, away from any type of coverage. Make sure, you know, it's not going to be away from where you're going to want to have to walk 6 miles to water, because that's not fun. Unless that's what you want to do. That's part of it. My garden used to be further up my hill, and I had to hike up the hill every day to do it. And I was just like, kind of sucks. We're going to fix that a little bit. But also this year I always grow okra. I love okra, pickled okra, fried okra. Okra's just great. I've got a lot of okra plants popping up. They're two plots, but it is a lot of plants blooming from said plots. And then, man's got a pee-pee, but I'm going to keep talking. But then other than that, I've got two different cucumber, well, a lot more than two plants, but two different cucumber sites. One is a Boston.
He didn't close the door.
Oh no.
We've received a dog.
He is here. The Ollie is here. Boston pickling cucumbers. And then I've got like the burpless, they're called like burpless heirloom cucumbers or something. But one's good for salads and one good is the name implies for making pickles out of.
I don't know many of those plants.
Cucumbers, you know.
I know cucumbers.
You know what okra is? You know what okra is? Have you ever had okra?
I know the word okra.
You know the word okra, but you've never had okra?
I've never seen an okra.
Pepper plants. I'm doing just, I've got red bell peppers, green bell peppers, and jalapenos.
I'm now realizing that I probably do know what an okra is. I'm just stupid and don't know the terminology for it.
It's okra. It looks like an okra.
It looks like an okra. What do you want from me?
They're kind of interesting. You have to pick them at a reasonable time.
Thank you.
Ooh, sir.
Nice and cold.
Diet cola.
Don't go any farther than that.
Because if you don't get them fairly reasonable fresh, they get really woody. Like they get really fibrous.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And it's not fun. It's not fun at all when they're fibrous.
I the first time I realized that bananas get freezer burn. I was probably older than I want to admit.
Banana and,
it was like last year.
Deep freeze banana.
I just put a banana in the freezer.
We have a guest. Ollie, what is your name, sir?
My name's Ollie.
And you are a dog.
A mischievous.
Might as well let him in. He's whining at the door.
Oh no.
So that's all of the stuff that is in my my raised bed. And like I said, doing stuff like all of those plants are pretty low maintenance. Just keep an eye out. If you see dead foliage, clip it off. Yeah. there are certain things that will happen. You know, you might have a nutrient deficiency, be it iron, be it nitrogen, be it something. Just keep an eye out for your plants to start changing colors. They make several apps now that can, you can literally take a picture of your plant and it can identify what is wrong with your plant almost to a T.
Here in Oklahoma, it's probably going to be spider mites.
Yep.
Or root bugs, or like, you know, beetle, borb kind of bugs.
But
that's mainly it. There, I mean, there's a lot of aphids, but that ain't shit.
Aphids you got to deal with. Yeah. Part of it. I do recommend, like, I try to keep stuff as natural as possible. That's just me. I do my own compost. I do buy some soil from Lowe's.
I shit on my own property. Discount,
but I do make my own compost to mix in with my dirt.
Like a shit.
And I usually do, like I said, my witchcraft, my magic spells to keep animals away. But really, it's just
his wicked magic.
It's just
Piss all over.
Yeah, I just keep really drunk.
He's just pissing and shitting all over his yard.
But no, what I do,
I make my own compost.
In a mason jar, I'll chop up or I'll dice up an entire head of garlic, put that in a mason jar.
Yeah, there's a lot of natural ways to
take a couple of tablespoons of cayenne pepper, put that in there, and then put like 16 ounces of water in that mason jar and just let it set outside for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then just shake the shit out of it every day, and then you dilute that in with water and spray that on your plants and spray that on your like garden bed. Nothing's gonna fuck with your shit.
Was it on this show that we were talking about like making a mushroom colony in your flower bed using mycelia?
Oh no, I had a mushroom colony growing in my flower bed the past 2 years, but I changed out all the soil. And it was mushrooms that would make you trip, but I was also too afraid to take them because I wasn't 100% sure. Like spore prints and everything like that were saying that I could take them and it would be fine.
But I just, also, yeah, like,
I was scared.
There's the possibility.
You gotta know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah. Have to have a Wiccan come to your house and verify it.
I'm not a mycologist as much as I would like to be.
Well, I mean, you just have to know the... Like, you don't have to be a mycologist to know fungus. Like, you just have to know the area and know what could possibly
be. Did I shit right here? Is that why there's mushrooms growing?
If it was soil that you bought at the store, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it was soil that I bought at the store.
Ooh, that could be, it could be anything.
And these mushrooms they show up here, but they were native to, like, North Carolina and everything like that, which is where that soil came from.
I was
going
to say, you'd have to look up where it was from and what packaging facility where it was at.
Or you could just not eat them.
Yeah, there's a lot of risks there.
Make it easier.
But no, like, I posted them on a couple of, like, mycology boards. I did my own spore prints on them. Did, like, and everything was saying, like, go ahead. But I was just like...
That's what you should trust the most, is your gut.
Yeah. So, I didn't do it. But, good news. Oh, man. Remember how I have been talking about... So, I also, this year, I have planted some fruit trees. I'd never had fruit trees on my property.
Oh.
So, I planted. I planted a peach tree and an apple tree.
Like, full-on seed or, like, sapling?
No, like a sapling I bought at work.
Okay.
Like, I want them to grow. I want some of them fruit, baby. I probably won't get them this year. That's fine.
But you know how long it would fucking take to grow a
fruit? I was wondering. I was like, are you just trying to start something, or are you trying to like get something that's already finished?
No, I bought some trees.
Are you adopting a baby or a teenager?
but no, the thing is like my peach tree, like a week after I put it in the ground, started like sending up blooms. Like I was just like, hell yeah, peach tree's going. Apple tree, nothing.
Try yelling at it. Smack it a couple times.
Got some good news, boys. Finally, after having these trees in the ground since I'd say at least the end of March, probably even mid-March is when I put them in the ground. It was after the snow. It was like the 2 weeks after the last snow we got. Or a week after the last snow we got. My apple tree has now finally sent out some green leaves. It's got like three or four little green leaves poking out on it.
I was waiting for the cold to get by.
I was so worried.
It's taken a while.
Yeah.
Like, cause that was the thing is like the peach tree, dude, it is like, it's blowing up. Like I was surprised at how much the peach tree has, grown and sent off leaves. Cause dude, it's covered in leaves right now. But the apple tree, just nothing. And I was just like, ugh. But no, I went up there the other day. I was like, I said, I was going to water the trees. Like I said, I thought it was just kind of like, I keep watering it, inevitably thinking that maybe it'll come to life. And here it is. It was alive. But sadly, I don't know yet. I haven't 100% confirmed. This is my first year trying this as well. I'm doing some berry bushes in planters. I've got a raspberry bush and a blackberry Ooh. Bush, and they're in 24-inch planters. Each one of those took like a huge bag of soil to fill up, but I had some drainage issues with my raspberry bush. And
is that a euphemism?
No, no. I'm not. This is 100% real.
Planters and drainage yep. sucks, but...
Yep. And I had some root rot happen. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is I was having green stuff. Like, all, one day, like, all of my leaves were wilted, and I was like, great. And then I started to see some... I dug up a lot
Explain
of the soil.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Root rot is just over... They're holding too much moisture in the roots, and the roots essentially just rot away because they're just holding
the soil
moisture.
Can't... get rid of the
so the soil's evaporate. Already holding as much as it can yeah. so it can
it
go
can't
deeper
evaporate. Yeah,
yeah.
It
so it's
evaporate.
Just
okay
and I even like punched a drum. What it was is I mixed too much manure in with the yeah. soil that I did, and it just plugged up everything
yeah.
And that was my fault, so I ended up dumping the whole pot and I pulled the thing, but like I don't know if we're gonna get, because I mean there was still some root, there was still main root there, but a
you
lot...
never know after the transplant.
Yeah, yeah, like
it just
But
you just never know.
But that's the thing, is it was like sending off green leaves, and then I was like, hell yeah, because I had, you know, dug a bunch of it out, added some perlite, which perlite is, you know, a gardening thing to enhance moisture off, like drainage. So I was like, okay, I'll mix a bunch.
Basically like styrofoam,
yeah.
isn't it? Yeah.
I was like, I'll mix a bunch of perlite in with it. Maybe that'll help with the drainage. And then I was starting to see, like, the soil was looking drier, and I was like, hell yeah. And it was sending off little new green buds, and then they were starting to wilt as well. And I was like, what the fuck? Something's going on. And then I realized, oh, well, the whole, like, root ball is encased, and it's water right now. And I was, great. But I repotted it, like, got all the dead root off of it, and it looks pretty worse for wear right now. But, like, they are a pretty resilient bush. Hopefully, the main root ball is enough to get it going again. But we'll see. That's the only one. That's the only other like producing thing that I'm doing. The rest of my stuff, I have just decorative plants. I've got a bunch of cactuses and a bunch of succulents and
succulents.
You know, lavender stuff that smells nice. You know, all kinds of just. I just like growing stuff. Yeah. It's fun just to grow stuff.
Yeah.
But no, if you're interested in gardening, do it. It's such. Just go get you a tiny planter from Lowe's and some dirt. Like just some potting soil from Lowe's and just plant something and just watch it grow. Like,
and don't eat any mushrooms we find in your fertilizer.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
And learn from our mistakes. Keep your soil light and all about the drainage.
Yep.
You can always feed it nutrients.
You like, can always give it more water.
Yeah,
you can always give it more
drainage should be your main priority.
Yeah.
With,
especially in planter, any type of
yeah,
raised gardening.
Shit.
Like
mm-hmm.
drainage.
Mm-hmm. And keep that it light.
Yep, especially like the whole Oklahoma bottom of mine, the whole bottom of mine is of my big planter. It's like there's a hole across the bottom that's like that runs the whole length of it. That's like 4 inches wide, and I just put some chicken wire over the top of that, and I throw the dirt down on top of that so it doesn't drop through.
Yeah,
so
just
it
like
drains.
The planters have those little things at the bottom. Yeah,
it's got a lot. Like I go up, I usually every time I water it, and I water it a couple times a day. I put like 6 gallons of water in it. 6 to 8 gallons of water, and enough till I start to hear the water trickle out the bottom, and then I'm like, all right,
yeah,
that's good
yeah,
for
that's
now.
All they need. Yeah, don't
go out
over-water.
There in the summertime I do it a little bit more because it'll drop, but as long as like you can stick your finger in the dirt and the ground is like, if you can go like a, if you can give her like a two knuckler and the ground is still moist, then you're okay. You don't need to water more, but like
it takes,
I'm a child.
It takes a long time to be able to do it like that.
Yeah.
You will not be able to do it like that right
you
off the bat.
Yeah, you can't immediately get Mother Earth wet with just two knuckles.
You just gotta like,
work
it's,
for it.
It's a learned thing. Like, the more you
oh,
do
no,
it...
Oh, no, I mean, like, you will not be able to, like, sense the moisture unless you're used to the million...
Yeah, don't just walk out to your heart and start...
But no, it's like gardening. There are tips and tricks. I mean, every year is a new year for me. Like, I learned something. Like, last year, I thought I was going to do good. Last year, my tomatoes and everything did good, but my cucumbers just never. I guess there was something in the soil that just was fucking up my cucumbers. So I had to redo my whole garden, like, soil this year, and that was expensive.
Damn.
But, you know, part of it.
Yeah.
And then next year, like, what I'm going to do is I've got it, like, now I have a pile of, you know, old soil. What I'm going to do is start mixing in compost into that and making an actual, cause I compost in bins. Like, I use, like, totes. And yeah, there's dirt and everything like that, but I usually do, you know, like banana peels, eggshells, any type of like food waste. That's like salad, like greens and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff goes in there. Like, cardboard every once in a while. Like, I'll rip up some cardboard and throw in there. But it was kind of just a project to see if I could turn some of the dirt out there, because the dirt out there is just like clay, into like viable
everywhere
dirt
everywhere here.
Yep. And it's actually like really, I've got this big tote that's like, it's probably be like, I mean, I know that as long as I've been doing it, it could be more. But there are times where I don't, you know, compost for a while. There are times where I just burn a bunch of leaves instead of composting leaves.
Hey.
Yeah.
Same shit.
But it's very nice topsoil now. Like, very, it'll be very good once I mix it in with some old dead garden soil and like get that. I want to make a compost heap. Like, not a heap, but like a bin outside where I can actually keep compost going.
A tree.
Yeah.
Burned excrement is like, as long as it's vegetable material.
You can use poop, but you have to let it compost for like 90 days. There's certain links of, but so I don't even want to try it. If I was like living like ultra clean, trying to do like a composting toilet and shit like that, yeah. But I still have, you know, normal sewage and everything like that.
I would say and just putting your shit somewhere for 90 days when you're, you know, either living with people or like have neighbors or something, it doesn't work too well.
Well, if you have like a plant that's done fruiting and you pull it out of the ground, like, you just dry it out and then burn it like with the compost shit, and then that'll add to the nutrients.
Just burning the leaves and you're getting the nutrients.
Fertilization of their fields.
Now, what I do, I've got a couple of spots that I've been trying to like fill in on my property, like a couple of holes, like just to fill out the ground. And what I've been doing is, like, I'll dump old root balls and dump soil and stuff like that in there just to fill it up. So I've got this spot that's probably got really, really, really good soil.
Yeah, it's like,
it's just nothing's growing in
it right now. Super hardy nutrients. Just waiting for something.
Yeah, waiting for grass or weeds, plants, flowers. I seeded out a lot of those wildflowers this year. Good. But no, that's really it. Like, if you want to garden, do it. Like, the worst thing you can do is kill a plant, but you can also learn how to keep a plant alive in the same process, which is pretty cool.
So what would you recommend for people like me who have a backyard that's complete almost shade all
you still could grow. I would recommend stuff like you to do like spinaches, lettuces, like do more low of light. A like yeah low light garden. You could do strawberries, you could still do tomatoes out there.
I have in the planner. It has to be way the fuck up though.
There's like broccoli, there's a lot of like good low light plants that you could still grow in your garden to eat for yourself.
Because there's nowhere back there that
because
there's too many trees.
Yep, that is a risk about being.
I could do a front yard garden, and the raised bed would definitely help with people or animals trying to get in it.
Yeah.
I mean, the squirrels would get in it no matter what, because they're fucking bastards.
They make some it's called Repel All spray. We sell it. It smells like fucking death. But I spray it on my garden as well. I'll spray that around if I don't have the stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'll spray it around my workbench to keep the dog off of it, because like she smells it and she's like, like wretches. But no, it's just.
I think the squirrels are the reason my red coral maple died in the front yard that I had, the Japanese maple.
Mm-hmm.
They were digging up the roots.
Assholes.
Like, they were, you know, you could see their little claw marks on the dirt. They're trying to chew up the roots.
Assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got for gardening right now. I mean, I can talk about, like I say, I can talk about gardening forever. I can talk about music forever.
That was
really
good.
What you want to do.
I learned some shit too.
But no, just do it. Ain't nothing to it.
Better do it.
But yeah,
better do it.
There's something
better
for
do
every
it.
Season.
There really is. Like, you can grow winter stuff. You can do like spinach late in this fall. You can do lettuce and stuff late in the fall. And that's the other thing is like, you can do those green, like, you could do stuff like that in your windowsill.
I was about to say indoor plants too.
Yeah, like you could
small little planter.
You could do spinach inside. You could do lettuce inside. All sorts of stuff like that. But no,
you could do a small tomato plant inside.
You just gotta have the right windowsill for it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it away from it so it doesn't get too cold, because that's the thing, the bad thing about here. I had a lot of plants get too cold being
just
close to the
being
window
radiated
this year.
From
yeah,
there. Yeah.
But no, that's just part of it. Like you learn every year. It's magic. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, and that's it for...
It's Garden.
It's Garden.
It's Garden.
It's Garden Gab.
Woo! Woo! But, yeah. I think we got to do the big man a solid since he's not here. And then I think that's the end of the show. So this is what I'm going to do.
Hopefully that was loud enough. I don't. That'd be fucking hilarious.
It
was like
so
quiet you could barely hear it.
Only time will tell.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. You know, this is the best thing.
By the way, guys, the reason I'm wearing sunglasses is because I'm splitting migraine and I'm stoned. So, like, any light's just murder. I also don't want you to look how frantic I'm looking around and everything.
Here's the thing, is the news right now is just bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I looked at things today, and I'm just like, nothing. Like, it was like a car crash that killed people, and then somebody else committed suicide. I'm like, I don't want to read news stories today. And then everything else was like, just political shit. And I'm like, I don't want to talk political.
So you're just gonna talk us out with this?
Yeah, let's talk about political.
That's fine.
No, I don't want to talk about political.
Over this, yeah.
I'm cool with ending it here. It was good.
It was good. It was an informative episode. We learned about Luke. We learned about gardening.
Interview and garden gab.
Garden.
And fucking around like always.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I walked on the astral plane.
You did. Did you see God's eyes?
No, he kept them close. He didn't look at me.
Well, until
one day.
2 weeks from this, we'll probably do it on Tuesday next time. I think wife will be back to normal. So keep your eyes opened, your ears opened. We'll let you know. We'll probably start releasing this on Anchor again soon, so you all can listen to it on your drive to work through
maybe
whatever podcast platform you do.
Maybe.
But yeah, until next time, I think that's all I got to say.
That's all I got to say. Thanks for listening.
See,
catch me on Twitch, RoCloud. Might be streaming tonight.
Oh.
Big Dirty
Stream on a stream on a stream on a stream.
On a stream.
Catch me on stream.
Hit us up. You're here already at Absurd Entertainment if you're listening live, but
that's
listen
right
to us on YouTube at Absurd Entertainment every other week, live stream. If you don't like it there, you can check us out on Facebook.
Check
at
it out.
Absurd Entertainment as well. You like it on Twitter, you can check us out at Absurd69.
Mm-hmm.
And you like it on Instagram, you can check us out at Absurd69.
Plug it.
And yeah, if we made you giggle, subscribe.
Yeah, hit that Patreon up. It's there. It's in the thing.
If we made you mad, subscribe.
Yeah, I can't even remember the Patreon name.
Yeah. Hate watches.
Hate watches. Yeah. But yeah, until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace and love, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.